Good morning and welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by.
What a day this has been, what a rare mood I'm in. Why, it's almost like being in love. There's a smile on my face for the whole human race. Why, it's almost like being in love. All the music of life seems to be like a bell that is ringing for me. And from the way that I feel when that bell starts to peal, I could swear I was falling. I could swear I was falling. It's almost like being in love. All the music of life seems to be like a bell that is ringing for me. And from the way that I feel when that bell starts to peal, I could swear I was falling. I would swear I was falling. I'd swear I was falling in love, love, love. I'd swear I was falling in love. And from the way that I feel when that bell starts to peal, I could swear I was sliding. I would swear I was sliding. I'd swear I was falling in love, love, love. I'd swear I was falling in love.
Almost like being in love. Welcome to 2021 and a happy new year to everyone. Well, that song was brought to us by Vic Damone. It was written by the songwriting team of Alan J. Lerner and Frederick Lowe and featured in their musical Brigadoon. And Vic recorded that in 1956 with the orchestra led by Camerata. He starts off this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before, and it is the first program of 2021. And oh, he had such a lovely voice, very rich and also very tender. One of the best in the business. And he also starts off this morning's theme for the show, which is Gorgeous Voices. Well, Vic has introduced the gentleman, and now we're going to hear from the first of our ladies. I'm going to start with Chris Connor from 1960. I discovered her a few years back, and oh, what a find. That's just got a lovely, rich voice, and her timing and phrasing is impeccable. She's going to bring us a number called If I Should Lose You, and that was written by Ralph Ranger and Leo Robin. Then we'll go to 1937, to the heyday of the movie musical, especially at the Fox Studios, and to the lovely voice of Alice Faye. Well, Alice had started out on the chorus line, and she very quickly came to front of stage, and she became their main box office star in the 1930s. She made lots and lots of movies for them, and we'll hear a song from one of those movies. The movie's called Wake Up and Live, and the song is There's a Lull in My Life. And it was written by Matt Gordon and Harry Revell. And then we'll go forward to 1959, to one of my favorite jazz performers, and that's Anita O'Day. Well, in the 50s, she made a whole host of recordings for the Verve label, and it's just a treasure trove of fabulous jazz. We'll hear her, as I said, from 1959. The song is a standard, or jazz, or popular standard, whatever you want to call it. And it was written by Gus Kahn and Isham Jones. And it is It Had to Be You. And that'll be Anita O'Day. And we'll start with Chris Connor from 1960, If I Should Lose You.
If I should lose you, the stars would fall from the sky. If I should lose you, and die. The birds in Maytime would sing a mournful refrain, and I would wander beside me. No winds of winter would blow, I gave you my love, but I was living a dream.
Does it seem they've lost their gleam? Somehow the lovely flowers have no fragrance anymore. Where is their bloom, their sweet perfume? Darling, that just shows what your goodbye can do. Until you return, there's nothing I can do. Oh, there's a lull in my life. It's just a void and empty space when you are not in my embrace. My life, the the moment that you go away. There is no night, there is no day. The clock stops ticking, the world stops turning, everything stops but that flame in my heart that keeps burning, burning. Oh, there's a lull in my life, no matter how I may pretend. I know that you alone can end the ache in my heart, the call of my arms, the lull in my I know that you alone can end the ache in my heart, the call of my arms, the lull in my life.
It had to be you. It had to be you. I've wandered around and I finally found somebody who could make me be true. Just to be safe, thinking of you. Some others I've seen might never be me, might never be cross or try to be bold. But they wouldn't do for nobody else gives me a thrill. With all your faults, I love you still, 'cause it had to be you, wonderful you, had to be. Had to be you, had to be you. Wandered around, finally found somebody who couldn't make me be true, make me be blue, even be glad just to be sad thinking of you. Some others I've seen might never be mean, might never be cross or boss, they wouldn't do. For I know nobody else gives me a thrill. With all your faults, I love you still, 'cause it had to be you, baby. Had to be you, had to be you. It had to be you. I wandered around and finally found somebody who make me be true, make me be blue, even be glad, sad, thinking that of you, others I've seen. Never be me, never be cross, boss, wouldn't be you. Nobody else gives me a thrill on your force. I love you still, it had to be you, baby, had to be you, baby. I wandered around, I finally found it, I got to be you.
you just heard Anita O'Day with It Had to Be You from 1959. Before that, Alice Faye, There's a Lull in My Life from 1937. And we started out with Chris Connor, If I Should Lose You, written by Ralph Ranger and Leo Robin. And Chris recorded that in 1960.
For the finest in jazz, why not tune into In Transition with your host, Randy McElligott, every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. on CKHUO FM 89.1. Coming to you from the University of Ottawa, Randy features jazz from the past, present, and everything in between. That's In Transition, Sundays on CHUO FM 89.1.
Now we're going to hear from some more of our gentlemen today. And as I said, we do have some very nice voices coming up. We'll go now to Bing Crosby. Well, certainly one of the most influential and popular singers and indeed entertainers of the 20th century. We'll hear him from 1942. He's going to bring us a song called Deep in the Heart of Texas. It was written by June Hershey and Don Swander. And he's joined on this one by the group led by Woody Herman, known as the Woodchoppers. Then we will hear from Frank Sinatra, another of the great legends of the century. We're going to listen to him from 1956. These are his Capitol days. And he's joined on this one by Nelson Riddle. The song is written by Cole Porter, and it's called I've Got You Under My Skin. And staying in 1956, and with songwriter Cole Porter, we'll also hear from Sammy Davis Jr. Well, Sammy was a wonderful entertainer. He sang beautifully, he danced wonderfully, and he was also a very fine actor. We're going to hear a number from 1956. It's called All of You, and I think you'll agree, this demonstrates that gorgeous voice of Sammy Davis Jr. So three gentlemen singers, and we'll start with Bing Crosby and Deep in the Heart of Texas.
The stars at night are big and bright, deep in the heart of Texas. The prairie sky is wide and high, deep in the heart of Texas. The sage in bloom is like perfume, deep in the heart of Texas. Reminds me of the one I love, deep in the heart of Texas. Big and bright, deep in the heart of Texas. The prairie sky is wide and high, deep in the heart of Texas. The sage in bloom is like perfume, deep in the heart of Texas, reminds me of the one I love, deep in the heart of Texas. Oh, deep in the heart of Texas. I've got you under my skin. I've got you deep in the heart of me. So deep in my heart that you're really a part of me. I've got you under my skin. I tried so not to give in. I said to myself, this affair never will go so well. But why should I try to resist when, baby, I know so well? I've got you under my skin. I'd sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near, in spite of a warning voice that comes in the night and repeats, repeats in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Use your mentality, wake up to reality. But each time that I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin. 'Cause I've got you under my skin. Sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near, in spite of a warning voice that comes in the night and repeats how it yells in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Why not use your mentality? Step up, wake up to reality. Thought of you makes me stop just before I begin. 'Cause I've got you under my skin. Yes, I've got you under my skin. Watching her appeal from every angle, there's a big romantic deal I've got to wangle. For I've fallen for a certain lovely lass, and it's not a passing fancy or a fancy pass. I love the looks of you, the lure of you, the sweet of you, the pure of you, the eyes, the arms, the mouth of you, the east, west, north, and the south of you. I'd love to gain complete control
love you and handle even the heart and soul of you. So love at least a small percent of me do. For I love all of you. Love to gain complete control of you and handle even the heart and soul of you. So love at least a small percent of me do, baby, for I love all of you. Bleedin-deedin-deedin-deedin-deedin-da. For I love all of you.
You've just been listening to All of You from Sammy Davis Jr. Before that, we heard Frank Sinatra with I've Got You Under My Skin. He was joined by Nelson Riddle. And both of those songs were recorded in 1956 and were written by Cole Porter. And we started out with Bing Crosby from 1942, along with Woody Herman and his Woodchoppers, and Deep in the Heart of Texas.
You're listening to CHUO 89.1 FM, independent radio for Ottawa Gatineau. Listener supported since 1991.
COVID-19 को फैलने से रोकने के लिए सभी को अपनी जिम्मेदारी निभानी चाहिए. घर पर रहें, पूर्ण विराम, बहुत जरूरी होने पर ही बाहर जाएं. इसका मतलब है कि किराने का सामान, दवाओं, चिकित्सक से मिलने के लिए या अगर आप अति आवश्यक सेवा प्रदान करते हैं, अपनी और दूसरों की रक्षा करें. घर पर रहें. जानकारी के लिए ontario.ca/coronavirus पर जाएं. ओंटेरियो सरकार द्वारा भुगतान किया गया.
Radio Rava is Ottawa's first Persian radio show. Tune in to Rava every Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest news, interviews on political and social issues, as well as music from different parts of Iran and the region. Check out RadioRava.com for more information, or like us on Facebook. Radio Rava, every Sunday at 3 p.m. on CHUO 89.1 FM in Ottawa.
And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before. We're coming to you on CHUO 89.1 FM from the University of Ottawa. And this is, as I mentioned, the first show of the year, and Happy New Year to everyone. And we are celebrating it by listening to some lovely voices. We've heard from the gentlemen, we've also heard from the ladies. And we'll continue in that vein. We're going to hear lots more songs from both the ladies and the gentlemen. Well, our next song is brought to us by one of the loveliest voices in the 20th century, and that has to belong to Ella Fitzgerald. And what more wonderful combination can there be than Ella Fitzgerald and the songs of George and Ira Gershwin? And this recording is taken from her Gershwin songbook, one of several in the series of tributes that she made to the work of the great songwriters. They were recorded from the 1950s through to the early 1960s. The song is called Our Love Is Here to Stay. It was written by George and Ira Gershwin, and Ella is accompanied by the orchestra of Nelson Riddle. And after Ella, we're going to hear from another of our gentlemen. And this is from 1947. One of my favorite crooners from this time has got to be Buddy Clark. He had such a lovely, relaxed style. And that voice was very, very nice to listen to, very rich. This one we'll hear this morning is also one of my great favorites, and I have to say all of the Buddy Clarks are lovely, but I particularly like this one. And it's called Peg of My Heart. And it was written by Alfred Bryan and Fred Fisher. And that's from 1947. We'll go to 1941 to another gorgeous voice, and that belonged to Helen Forrest. Well, she'd started out in the late 1930s and sung with several of the big bands. And one of them was the band led by Benny Goodman. They made many recordings together during the couple of years that Helen sang with the band. And a lot of them were arranged by a wonderful arranger, Eddie Sota. And I believe this is one of them. As I said, from 1941, we'll hear Helen with Benny Goodman and a song written by Joe Bushkin and John DeVries called Oh, Look at Me Now. And we'll start with Ella Fitzgerald, Our Love is Here to Stay.
Is here to stay, not for a year, but ever and a day. The radio and the telephone and the movies that we know may just be passing fancies, and in time they go. But oh, my dear, our love is here to stay. Together we're going along. It's here to stay.
darling, peg of my heart, I love you, don't let us part. I love you, I always knew it would be you. Since I heard your lilting laughter, it's your Irish heart I'm after, peg of my heart. Your glances make my heart say, how's chances? Come be my own, come make your home in my heart.
Thank you. did those blue diamond rings, one of those things, oh, look at me now.
Just been listening to Helen Forrest with the Benny Goodman Orchestra from 1941. Oh, Look at Me Now. Before that, Buddy Clark with Peg of My Heart. And we started out with Ella Fitzgerald and the Gershwin piece, Our Love is Here to Stay.
Hi, this is Randy McKelligan. Join me every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. for the finest in jazz. In Transition surveys jazz from the past, present, and everything in between, from Armstrong to Ellington, established and up-and-coming stars to the latest trends in jazz. In Transition on CHUO-FM 89.1.
And next we'll hear from a gorgeous voice from 1958, and that belonged to Johnny Hartman. He'd started out way back in, I think it was in the 1940s, worked a great deal with Earl Hines and his orchestra. Johnny had a lovely lyrical voice with great texture to it. And he had a very long one, wonderful solo career. He's joining us today with a song written by Jimmy Van Heusen and Johnny Mercer. And that's called I Thought About You. Then we're going to hear from Mel Torme. This is from 1951, and of course Mel Torme, well, he had that gorgeous voice, known as the Velvet Fog, a very rich voice, and is really noted for the precision and the interpretive skills he brings to each of his performances. We'll hear him, as mentioned, from 1951, and he's going to bring us the song, I Love Each Move You Make. And for our third number in the set, we're going to hear from Billie Holiday. Well, she was certainly one of the jazz greats of the 20th century. And we'll hear her from 1947. At this point, she's making a whole series of recordings for the Decca label. And I think these are a particularly fine example of the Holiday art. The song we'll hear is written by Isham Jones and Marty Symes. It's called There Is No Greater Love. And she's accompanied by the orchestra led by Bob Haggart. And also featured, by the way, on this recording is a fine trumpet from Billy Butterfield.
I took a trip on a train and I thought about you. I passed a shadowy lane and I thought about you. Two or three cars parked under the stars, a winding stream. Moon shining down on some little town, and with each beam, same old dream. At every stop that we made, oh, I thought about you. But when I pulled down the shade, then I really felt blue. I peeked through the crack and looked at the track, the one going back to you. And what did I do? I thought about you. first stop that we made, oh, I thought about you. But when I pulled down the shade, then I really felt blue. I peeked through the crack and looked at the track, the one going back to you. And what did I do? I thought about you. And what did I do? I thought about you.
Each move, each move you make. I love the way that you sing, the way you do everything. I love each step you take. Please hold me in your arms and let me feel your lips, so warm and close to mine. The thrill is divine. Before you go away, please let me try to say how much I love each move you make. Close to mine, the thrill is divine. Before you go away, please let me try to say how much I love each move you make. Baby, I can't for the life of me see how you move so eloquently. I love each move you make. I love each move you make.
What I feel for you, no greater love, no heart so true. There is no greater thrill than what you bring to me. Song than what you sing to me. You're the sweetest thing I have ever known, and to think you are mine. alone. There is no greater love in all the world, it's true. No greater love than what I feel for. I have ever known, and to think that you are mine alone. There is no greater love in all the world, it's true.
You've been listening to Billie Holiday from 1947 with the song There Is No Greater Love. Before that, Mel Torme with I Love Each Move You Make from 1951. And we started out with Johnny Hartman from 1958, I Thought About You, written by Jimmy Van Heusen and Johnny Mercer. Well, we're almost at the end of another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. I'd like to thank you very much for joining me today on the show. I hope you enjoyed our singers. Do please stay with us because Randy's going to be joining us in just a few moments with 2 hours of wonderful jazz for you this afternoon. And I hope you can join me, Stephanie Robinson, again next week for more music from days gone by. And for our final song this morning, we're going to hear from Buddy Clark and Doris Day. It was recorded in 1949 and written by Harry Warren and Al Dubin. Here's Buddy Clark and Doris Day with I'll String Along With You.
Cause angels are so few. But until the day that one comes along, I'll string along with you. I'm looking for an angel to sing my love song to. And until the day that one comes along, I'll sing my song to you. For every little fault that you have, say I've got 3 or 4.
The human little faults that you do have just make me love you more. You may not be an angel, but still I'm sure you'll do.
So until the day that one comes along, I'll string along with you. For every little fault that you have, say I've got 3 or 4.
the human little faults you do have. Just make me love you more.
Because you're such an angel. That's why I'm sure you'll do. So until the day that one comes along, I know just what I'll